was so because that day was the India-Pakistan match going on. So all males are busy watching the match on the TV. And all the females, they're naturally very inclined to spiritual programs. So they came and attended. And at the, like every end of the program, we have kirtan, right? So the kirtan started and suddenly all these women, their brothers and husbands and all male members, suddenly they came and they ecstatically started dancing in the kirtan. And later on Maharaj came to know that actually India won the match. So they were just rejoicing, you know. So like that. So basically point I want to make is that all of us have that in our subconscious mind, that existence of God we believe. We may not openly discuss. You have that anything you want to start new, you do some actions which it's a symbolic that you are believing in some higher power, you are trying to attract their blessings. So there was one village, and outside that village one Sadhu Baba was living, and very elevated soul he was. So villagers thought that let us arrange a program for him and all of us will get enlightened by his speech. So they approached the Sadhu Baba and then he agreed to come. So program was arranged, he came and he started lecture, and all villagers are there sitting, simple people. So Sadhu asked question to them, how many of you believe that God exists? So all the people sitting in the audience, they were simple villagers, and almost everybody raised their hand, yes, we believe. So Sadhu ji said, all of you already believe in God, so what I have to speak? And he got up and started walking off. So actually the organizers were very upset. Just to organize one program takes lot of effort, right? Just like this Chetna festival. To arrange this festival, it takes lot of effort. It may be on small scale, but all our girls are working very hard whole month. You saw this wonderful drama. They create the drama from themselves. They write the dialogue on themselves, and it's not just once in a while. Every month they do it. And then they do it here along with their studies and everything. And girls who are doing kirtan and others who are calling up people and inviting. So for any program takes lot of effort. So for this program also, these villagers had taken lot of effort. So they thought that somehow we want to have good association with Sadhuji. So we will approach him again. So again they went to him and then requested, please come and give us, speak some enlightening word to us. So, but this time don't ask the question, how many of you believe in God? So Sadhuji said, okay. And again program is arranged, there is audience and the Sadhu Baba is speaker. So he asked a question, how many of you don't believe in God? He didn't ask how many of you believe in God. He asked, how many of you don't believe in God? So everybody, villagers are mentally, they were all prepared, you know, to answer. So they said, all of us, none of us believe in God. So Sadhuji said, all of you don't believe in God, so what is use of me speaking about God to all of you? He got up and he left. So again now organizer said, this is the abhi ijjat ka sawal hai. Somehow third time we are going to invite him and we will extract some enlightening words for him. And this Sadhu Baba was very humble actually, he didn't want to show off. So didn't want to speak in public and get credit and fame like that. So third time they approached him, he said, please come again and we are really eagerly waiting for your speech. So Sadhuji came again and then again he asked the same question like first program, how many of you believe in God? So this side half people raise a hand. Then how many of you don't believe in God? So this side half people raise hands. So saying, all those who believe in God convince and tell everything about God to all those who don't believe in God. So he said, you manage, settle amongst yourself, manage each other. And he got up and went away. So what does it illustrate? That it is very much a condition of our Indian people. We have faith in God, but our faith in God is very, very fragile, very weak. It gets influenced very fast, gets disturbed very fast, it can get changed, it can get destroyed just by some comment of media or some relative or your surrounding, many things, you know. So faith is very, very fragile, and so many factors. Since childhood, you are brought up with some spiritual practices going in our house, and in college when you go, there is actually no information about God. You learn about everything in life except God in college, isn't it? There is no college who teaches you about, gives you any information about God. And naturally, you want to understand that what puja you are doing, what does it mean, why you are doing, and what benefits you are going to derive from that. But these questions remain unanswered. And that's the reason most of the Indian youth, they want to believe in God, but they're really thoroughly confused. They are quite confused state of mind, what to do. And plus, our surroundings, first they are so busy studying, and then they are so busy working, 10 hours a day, 12 hours a day. They're left with no time to think about God or to understand God. There is no time to do all this. Nobody will encourage you also, and even if you want to, you don't have any time. And if somebody tells you, let us study about God, so it appears very, very complex subject matter. People will refrain as too much hi-fi philosophy, I am not meant for it, like that. So, but actually, how many of you are in college? Raise your hands. Yeah, so many. So, some people are in commerce, some people are in arts, some people are in science. So, are you going to college to understand your subject? How many of you really go to college? I want to understand what is physics, what is Newton's law. I really want to understand. That's why I'm going to college. I don't think, very rarely, huh? But ultimately, everybody is going to college for one purpose. I'll get ultimately degree, get a good job and lot of money. Not that how the apple falls, but how I can have the best apple at the end. That is the goal. So, but to understand God is not very difficult. If we have to just look around, in Srimad Bhagavatam, there is mention about one Avadhut Brahman. He was just roaming around here and there. And just looking at the nature, things, so many things in his surrounding, he derived so many realizations. And he had 24 gurus. Guru means from whom he learned one thing. So from 24 people, different people, sometimes it is cloud, sometimes it's a prostitute, sometimes it is some animal, sometimes it is a tree. So total 24 number from 24 people, he learned many, many realizations about God. So we have to just look around actually. Just for example, we see our body. Our body is made of 5 gross elements. Earth, water, fire, air and ether. We never actually sit and analyze all these things, that what I am made of. We never think. So earth is a very basic component of this planet, right? Earth. It's such a wonderful thing. It's a miracle. Some small seed you plant in earth, put some water, and a huge tree comes out and gives you hundreds and thousands of similar seeds. And that from that each seed, you can have hundreds and thousands of, again, plants and trees. So isn't it a miracle? To create it, is it very easy for the scientists to make this? I don't think so. So, and earth, it is how regulated in 365 days, one turn around the axis, right? Earth is rotating itself. That's why we are having seasons and everything. So, we are never in anxiety. Suppose earth ka speed badh gaya toh kya karenge? You just throw me out of the planet, you know. So, we don't think like that. We know that there is somebody who is controlling the earth and it will go in proper motion. Same way it is for millions of years, Earth is rotating on its axis in the same speed, not increase, not decrease. The second element, water. Water is 70% of the body of our, it is, component is water, isn't it? If water increases in the body, so many medical problems, kidney problem, heart problem, isn't it? And water reduces, then again you have to approach a doctor. So water is very important component in our body. And Prabhupada says that water is actually basis of life. This year there is a, in monsoon is very bad actually, all over India, all over the country, even in Bombay. Everybody is worried. Now not enough rainfall. What are we going to do? Whole year what are we going to do? Already people are having that anxiety. So water is very important. And Srila Prabhupada, he said that at the end of Kali Yuga, when there will be annihilation, water shortage, scarcity of water will be the main reason. So then, when there is no water, life cannot survive. So water is so important. And who is supplying? We are just getting ourselves water. The water is evaporating from the ocean. It's so much water gets accumulated in the cloud and goes somewhere and puts all the water. So automatically it is happening. Nobody is planning, none of the human being is planning that let us start this project now. And this project should end by this time. Nothing like that. Every year we know this is the season. Actually by time everything happens. And the next element, fire. Fire is energy, solar energy, sun. So just from energy, so many things, whole world, we are utilizing energy in so many different ways. And the most common form of the energy is electricity, isn't it? In today's world, what are you going to do without electricity? Nothing you can do without electricity. But this energy is supplied to you free. If Reliance Energy is just converting one energy to another, but the sun is not charging you any tax or any bill, they are supplying you free. And we are not worried that now next year, suppose sun comes too far, it goes too far or it comes too close, we are not worried. Somebody is there who is controlling, it is remaining at its place, we are getting everything. And the next element is air. Air, what we can say about air? So many gases. We study in science, 21% is oxygen, then there is a carbon dioxide, so many other different gases. And what is the population of this world? It's in billions, correct? And everybody is exhaling carbon dioxide. Everybody is taking in the oxygen. And such a wonderful symbiosis is there, that all trees and plants take that carbon dioxide and they exhale oxygen. What a wonderful way, From waste material, they are utilizing the waste material as their nourishment and then giving us our nourishment back. So who has created this? Do we ever think? Somebody has created this. And last is ether. Ether means space. So much space is around us. That is also there. We are not creating. It's just available to us. Our builders may charge you this many rupees, 1,000 rupees per square foot for your house. But that space actually God has provided to all of us free. It is just we are charging each other and making money out of it. So we have to analyze and think that actually take out some time and think that how God is part of our daily, day-to-day life. How he is supplying everything to us free of cost. Actually it is a human being, man, who is because of its greed, destroying things. Because of the greed, they are destroying things. We see our scientists, they create satellite. And scientists are who are the scientists? They are the best of the intelligent lot of the country. And they become scientists. And so many scientists, they are put together and they create one satellite, and for creating that also they spend millions and billions of dollars. And then one satellite is created and then they put in the orbit, and just to maintain that also again so much money they have to spend. So just for creating one thing, and maintain such high intelligence required. So we can just think that just to create this whole world, universe, what kind of intelligence is required and what kind of person that person will be, you know. And that person is God. That person is God. And we don't think so much. We are all just, nowadays people are just enamored and crazy behind celebrities. Page 3, DNA, After Hours, all these supplements are more important than the main paper. People are more interested in it, you know. So one, my colleague doctor, he was telling that somebody take objection and they will close After Hours. So I said, good, what is there? What a waste of time it is to go through all those pages. So he said, no, don't say like that. Some people are surviving on those pages, you know. So celebrities, nowadays people totally influence. And who are these celebrities? Most of the film stars and cricket stars. These are the people, they influence you, you know. The people are crazy behind him, behind these people. And now it is like that, but in 1960s, not many celebrities were there. And one of the celebrity was George Harrison, one of the Beatles, pop singer. The pop singing had just started that time. And people, lakhs of people are crazy behind him. Lakhs of people are crazy behind him. And at very young age, he had achieved this stage in his life that he was very famous. All these Beatles are very famous at very young age. So when he had a 21st birthday, George Harrison, by that time he was so famous, can you imagine the number of greeting cards, birthday cards he received? Any guess anybody wants to make? 10 lakh greeting cards. 7 trucks full of greeting cards came to his house. That time there was no internet. If there was internet, I don't know how his account would have accepted all these greetings. So, the point in saying this is that people are crazy. And it was just rock star, you know. And when they have a concert in stadium or there are lakhs of people gather together. Just a decade back, Michael Jackson had come to Bombay. And there's so much hype about it. And when he performed at the Andheri Sports Club, that night, we could hear that sound near Goregaon also, from Andheri to Goregaon. Such loud sound was there. And there are lakhs of people inside the stadium, outside also. So people are so crazy. But nothing can compare to gatherings of Kumbh Mela. Kumbh Mela, when there is Kumbh Mela, 2 to 3 crores, it is the statistics say that 2 to 3 crores of people take snan at that Sangam in one day. So we have to think why they are going, why all these people are going and what inspires them. And another example is our Jagannath Rath Yatra in Jagannath Puri. If you go on previous day of Jagannath Rath Yatra to Puri, then you will see that the town is just a normal town. But suddenly next day, when the Rath are arranged in a proper place, and morning you go, there's tens and lakhs of people, 10 to 15 lakhs, and every year the number seems to be increasing. Suddenly gather together and they're pulling the chariot. And not that Orissa government every year it is making advertisement that now Rath Yatra is there on 25th July. So billboards are there all over the state and everybody is invited. No, no personal invitation is given to anybody. But so many lakhs of people, they come on their own. Why they are coming? And suddenly the town is empty again next day. We don't understand where those lakhs of people again went somewhere back. And Britishers, when they were here, they also witnessed this huge gathering. And they tried to understand, and actually they put some of their real scholars to understand this, what is this chariot and what is the philosophy, but they couldn't understand. Really, and they wanted to actually stop this, but they couldn't do it. And by Srila Prabhupada's mercy, what has happened now? In Britain now, every year there is Jagannath Rath Yatra. People are naturally attracted. The point I want to make is that since time immemorial, since time, so many years, thousand years, lakhs of years, people are just crazing about God. We have to think why it is like that. Even forget about our India. If you go to Makkah, it is religious place for the Islam religion. And there also, if you see news channels, people move like ocean. When they move, it looks like ocean, you know. Lakhs of people again gather together. And same God they are worshipping in Makkah and Jagannath Puri. God is same, isn't it? God is one. So what Prabhupada says, Prabhupada gives a very wonderful analogy. That he says that gold is always remains gold. Gold, yellow metal, always remains gold. You cannot say this is Hindu gold, this is Muslim gold, this is Christian gold, this is American gold, this is Indian gold. Gold is gold. It remains precious metal, yellow metal, always. And it is making basis, it's a basis of our economy all over the world. So similarly, Prabhupada says God is also same. It's just that we are knowing Him by different names in different areas of the world. So, and unfortunately, some selfish people, greedy people, they are misusing the name of religion and they are getting their ulterior motives through the riots, this, that, religious wars. And because of that, people's faiths are really shaken. That why should I follow religion? And in our government also, tells what does government say? We are secular. We are secular government. Means what? We are non-partial. We are unbiased government. We don't support one religion more than the another religion. But Prabhupada gives a very wonderful understanding. What does the word secular government means? Prabhupada says that secular government means that government sees to is that every follower of each religion is following their religion properly. Whatever sect they may be following, but each person is following the religion properly. That is secular government. But that is no more inclination of any government anywhere in the world. All the governments, what they are busy in doing? Economic development, consumerism. Let us make modern cities. Governments are behind all these things. And today, India is third largest growing country. Economic growth is so much in India. It's third number. So, and actually, we are witnessing that how people are getting wealthy. Number of cars are increasing. People are having good houses to stay. But ultimately, what are we achieving? Bank balance is increasing. Everybody's pay is increasing. Previously, 10,000 pay was considered a very big amount. But now, it's a starting payment. 10,000 has to be minimum starting payment. But now it is in lakhs. People are earning in lakhs. So bank balance is increasing. But there is a poverty of heart now. People are poor at heart. They are not happy. Houses are getting bigger and bigger. The husband and wife are owning 3-bedroom hall, kitchen flat. The house has gone very big. But then people have gone very far from each other. So this is economic growth is ending up. It is taking us there. And what is the reason if we think economically we are growing very well. But with this economic growth, what has happened? One thing is missing out of our life, that is God consciousness. Worship of the God. This is missing from our life. And it is very great urgent need because America is considered wealthiest country in whole world. But there are millions of people addicted to drugs. Even in India. They are very wealthy, but what they are ultimately finding happiness into all these things. And the statistics say that in America, they are under influence of drugs that 20% of the people, they are driving under influence of drugs. Drugs means not alcohol, other illegal drugs, cocaine, marijuana, all this heroin, all these drugs. And in India also it is coming very fast. If you go in corporate world, people are getting addicted. The young people, college students getting addicted. So the very urgent need is there to have God in our life. And Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, in 4th chapter, he says, Yada yada hi dharmasya glani bhavati bharata abhyudanam adharmasya tadatmanam sujamyaham. Yada yada means whenever and wherever hi dharmasya, he is saying, glani bhavati bharata, wherever and whenever there is discrepancy in religion, abhyudanam adharmasya, and when there is predominance of irreligion, abhyudanam adharmasya tadatmanam sujamyaham, that time what happens? I myself come. He is saying, O son of Bharata, Krishna is telling Arjun, that whenever there is a discrepancy in religion and when there is predominant rise in irreligion, that time I come. And what does he do after coming? Next verse he describes, paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha dushkritam dharma sthanthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. Paritranaya sadhunam, when Lord appears, what does he do? First thing he does is delivers his devotees, sadhus. Vinashaya cha dushkritam, saying all miscreants, all demoniac people, vinash karte, destroy all of them. Actually, to destroy people, God doesn't have to come. Lord doesn't have to descend himself. He has so many energies, those energies can take care of it. The statistics, I just heard that from year 1900 to year 1950, if the number of natural calamities are added in India, that is equal to natural calamities between 1950 to 1970. It is increasing gradually. Natural calamities are increasing. From year 1970 to 2000, if you take 30 years and count the number of natural calamities, equals to number of the natural calamity to 10 years, 2000 to 2010. So day by day, as Kali Yuga is progressing, natural calamities are increasing and so many thousands of people are dying. Krishna has to just create one wave from Indonesia, tsunami wave. And that wave amazingly goes till Africa and devours all the countries in between. And thousands of people are in few seconds, they are dying. So many floods, so many droughts. So many natural calamities. So these are energies of Krishna, and by that Krishna can kill so many people. There's so many political wars going on in around European country, in the Saudi states, Saudi countries, and Syria, and this Shia Sunni wars. So many wars and people dying. In Syria, in 1 year, 15,000 people died. Political war. So, it is not that to kill some people, Krishna has to descend himself. But main reason for his descent is, he is telling first, paritranaya sadhunam, I am appearing for my devotees, to deliver them, to satisfy them. And then, dharma sthanthapanarthaya. And when he comes that time, he, what does he do? He establishes religion again. Laws again. And sambhavami yuge yuge. And like this, how many times he does? Once? Twice? No. Millennium after millennium. Yuga yuge yuge. After each yuga, different yugas, different avatars, incarnations are coming. Prabhupada says that this incarnations, Krishna's incarnations are very difficult to understand. Just like in ocean, there are so many waves. As soon as one wave settles down, from some corner, there is another wave. So incarnations of Krishna is like that. Each incarnation is having particular specific purpose. And each incarnation is like that. One incarnation disappears from this world, another incarnation comes. So incarnations are like waves in the ocean, Prabhupada says. And these incarnations are categorized. They are called Purusha avatars, then Guna avatars, Lila avatars, Shaktyavesha avatars. They are categorized under different headings. So these incarnations are coming and establishing religion again. What Krishna tells Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita, he is telling that this knowledge of Bhagavad Gita is spoken in the past also. You have forgotten, so I have come to remind you again. Because we are forgetting, Krishna is coming again and again giving us the same knowledge. So various incarnations are having these different purposes. There was one man driving the taxi. Taxi driver was sitting in front and the traveler was sitting in the back seat. So the person sitting on the back seat, he tapped this driver on his back. And this driver, suddenly what happened to him? He raised, put his leg hard on the accelerator and taxi took such a great speed and it just went and banged into some tree. And he was so scared. So, and then taxi driver, he turned back and he is telling that person, why did you tap me from behind? He said, it's a normal tap, what's the problem? Sir, I'm just tapping you to talk to you. Why are you having such a violent reaction? He's saying, so what was the answer of taxi driver? He said that till yesterday is my first day of driving taxi. Today is my first day of driving taxi. Till yesterday, what I was driving funeral vans. Where there were dead bodies in the vans. So I'm still under that effect, you know. So when you tap me, I got so scared, I was really terrified, you know. So what was the problem? Problem was not with the person who tapped him from behind. Problem was with the taxi driver because he had some misconception in his mind. So similarly in India also, people have many misconceptions about incarnation of God also. People have many different ideas. Anybody and everybody is accepted as incarnation of God, isn't it? If some person wears a saffron cloth, dhoti and kurta and is having some rudraksh mala in the neck and sitting under a tree and he is just chanting, end of the day he will have a good collection in front of him, isn't it? People will give him some bhiksha. And slowly what may happen, many times it has happened, slowly people start talking about him. And if he continues to sit under the tree every day, then he becomes famous. Arey, that Baba is sitting there, he's very great. He's always Moni Baba, never speaks. He doesn't have to give any lecture also. On his own only, he becomes very famous. And Moni Baba, he's very great and he gives you some prasad. And people come up with different stories of miracle. He gave me this water and I gave it to my son and he was cured of this disease. And different stories will come up. And no wonder, after some time, there will be shade on his, where he's sitting. And gradually, you may not be surprised, there will be mud built around that tree only. So many times, these things happen in India. People just accept anybody as incarnation of God. Just three, four years back, I was watching in the news in Uttar Pradesh, one man suddenly realized, I am Krishna. I am Krishna. And then he used to just started dancing. I am Krishna, I am Krishna, I want to dance with gopis, I want to dance with gopis. And this was seen in news channel. And similar time in Bihar, one lady, she suddenly realized, had a realization from the core of her heart, I am Radha. And she also started doing so many activities. And they were famous on news channels, you know, for a few days, every day they were on. Of course, there were so many critics for them also. But after some time, those incarnations subsided. Nowhere to be known. So people. Yeah, so it's like bubbles in India, they keep coming up and they keep disappearing. Okay, so we keep, if you are aware in news, so many things you will notice. And so once Prabhupada was asked, The Prabhupada, this person is claiming he is Krishna and he is having Ras Leela. What is your opinion about it? So what was Prabhupada's answer? Prabhupada's answer was that it is not Ras Leela, it is Raskal Leela, he is telling. Prabhupada was very bold. Because he is such a pure devotee, so he can speak such thing. He is saying, this is not Ras Leela, this is Raskal Leela. You are not God. Okay? In South, just some time back, because in so many incarnations described in scriptures, but what we know is Dashavatar, isn't it? 10 avatars are very famous. There are so many movies are being made on Dashavatar also. Matsya avatar, Kurma avatar, Varaha avatar, Narsingha avatar, Vaman avatar, Ram, Parshuram, Balram, Buddha and Kalki. So now, first 9 avatars have already come. And Kalki is going to come as at the end of the scripture described that Kalki is going to come at the end of Kali Yuga and annihilate everyone. And once he will annihilate everybody, then again Satyuga will start. So I am coming on that. So South, there was a person, he said, I am Kalki. So there was again TV channel people are very interested. Called him in the studio. And then he was not aware that another 12 Kalkis were there. Another 12 Kalkis were also invited who claimed that they are Kalki avatars. And they were having discussion among themselves that who is Kalki. And it was a live TV show, they were not aware and people had a good laugh on that. So we have to be very careful in what we are believing. When people say it is incarnation of God. And it is no surprise because when Krishna was present in Dwapar Yuga also, such things were happening. There is a Pondrak, King Pondrak was there. He did a similar thing. He somehow, he achieved a form of Vishnu. He had a 4 hands. He had a Kaustubh jewel on his chest. The Srivasta on his chest. And he exactly appeared like Vasudev. And he kept telling everybody, I am Vasudev and that was Krishna is faulty. He is a pretender. I am the real one. So, such things, cheaters will be always there. India is number one in manufacturing of incarnations. And sometimes they export also all these incarnations. They go abroad also and they come back with their followers. So, but we have to be very careful when we are worshipping or getting into such thing, you know. So we have to use our intelligence that time. And Prabhupada used to ask, so now what is the news? Who is God this week? Because every week different person is coming as incarnation of God. So Prabhupada used to ask like this. But when we want to say that this personality is incarnation, how do we understand? There are certain signs and qualities of that incarnation written in the scriptures. They are predicted in the scriptures. And if they fulfill those criteria, then we can accept that person as a incarnation. If somebody says that I am God, I am Krishna, and I want to have Ras Leela, then he should be able to kill demons. So many demons Krishna killed. At the age of 1 month, whom he killed? Putna. 3 months, Trinavarta. That time he didn't become God. So many people will tell you, there are so many beliefs, so many philosophers. Some will say, okay, you do this meditation for 6 months and you will become God. They say that you will become God. But Krishna didn't become God by doing meditation. He was always God. Krishna is always God. He doesn't become God. He is eternally God. He is eternally the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, and if they claim that I am Krishna, then they should lift the Govardhan Hill also. That time Govardhan Hill, 5000 years back in Dwapar Yuga, it was very large. Now the size has shrinked. But still, they should be able to lift it if they want to claim that they are Krishna. So these are Prabhupada's arguments that don't believe anybody as incarnation of Krishna or an incarnation of God. We have to be very careful. And sometimes scriptures we go to read on our own, then you may not be able to understand actually, and you need help of spiritual leaders. And many people approach yogis, sadhu mahatmas, gurus, and there are many people, the spiritual leaders, they are actually very influential, very powerful. They do so many miracles. They will produce gold, they will produce some ashes, they will treat your disease. They have so many siddhis. They have that mystic siddhi. So, and somebody asked Srila Prabhupada when he went to Western countries, when he started this International Society of Krishna Consciousness, that Srila Prabhupada, there are so many people around, they are doing so many miracles. What is your opinion about it? Are you doing any miracle? But some person asked him. So Prabhupada said, if you want to produce gold and ashes, even a magician can do. What is so great about it? Even a magician can do. What is great about producing gold and ashes? And if you can produce gold, then you can become king of the universe. What is the problem? He's saying that is not real miracle. And Prabhupada said, what miracle I have done by you are seeing these young girls and young American boys. What was their condition when I came here? They were hippies. These boys and girls, they were hippies and they were addicted to drugs, intoxication. Some of them were involved in illicit sex also. But now, after accepting Krishna consciousness, what has happened? They are following four regulative principles strictly. They are become pure Vaishnavas. Four regulative principles means which principles? No intoxication, no gambling, no illicit sex, and no meat eating. Westerners leaving meat. So Prabhupada, they said this is actual real miracle. Miracle is not gold and producing gold and ashes. This is my miracle, Prabhupada said. And once one very influential and popular yogi came to meet Prabhupada. He was telling Prabhupada that Prabhupada, all of us, many of us came, so many yogis came to Western countries and we teach people yoga, we teach people meditation, some asanas, some massage therapy, and we help them in becoming peaceful and help them in becoming happy. But what you are doing is amazing. You are directly engaging them in devotional service. Directly engaging them in Krishna's devotional service. And you have introduced these regulative principles in their lives. I said no intoxication, no meat eating, no gambling and no illicit sex. And you have introduced this to them. And we will not dare to do this. We are so afraid. We never spoke to them about all these things. We are so afraid. We never dared to do it. And you did it and still, yet you are having so many followers. This is incredible. But Prabhupada was not the person, oh, now you are glorifying me. I am very proud. No. Prabhupada gave him answer. Prabhupada told him that if you know, then why you are cheating them? If you know what is real thing, then why you are cheating them and why you are teaching them wrong things? Why you are teaching them all these things? And then Prabhupada said that if I compromise on the truth, on my principles, then I will be cheating them simply. So, this is the thing. So, when we meet, we are fortunate enough to meet, have association of such bona fide acharyas, then our knowledge strengthens. Our faith in God will strengthen. And very soon, next week, now Janmashtami is coming up. The holiday mood, people have holiday mood in August season, August month. So many holidays, so many festivals. So, in past, these were holy days. Holidays were holy days. Means what? Today, nowadays, holiday means what? You go out in hotel, eat in restaurant, movie, what else? Sleep whole day or sleep till 12 o'clock in the morning, That is meaning of holiday. But what is actual meaning of holy day? It is supposed to be holy day. In previous times, when these days were holidays, they were holy days were holidays. Appearance of Ram, appearance of Narsingdev, appearance of Krishna in this world. The days on which they appeared in this world, they are holy. And holy means on those days, people take out time from their routine and engage in hearing the pastimes of the Lord. Engage in glorifying the Lord. Engage in chanting the holy name of the Lord. That is the true meaning of holy days. So, holiday, next week holiday is coming. Holy day. I think nowadays government also many times doesn't give holiday. But still it's a holy. And we invite all of you with your family, with your friends, please come and visit temple. There will be Krishna Katha going on from morning to afternoon in temple. Anytime you can visit, have a wonderful darshan of Shri Radha Gopinath. On birthday, Krishna's birthday is very amazing. When it is your birthday, you are giving gifts or you are accepting gifts. What are you doing? You are accepting mainly. You may give return gifts, but that is peanuts. Huh? You may give return gifts, but it is peanuts. Most of the time, birthday coming means your mind always starts working. What gift I will get? It is so eager to open all the gifts and what it is. Huh? Already your expectation going high as the birthday comes soon close. So, but when it is birthday of Krishna, God, he is very different. He is very merciful. He is very merciful in distributing his mercy. And those days are having a very great potency. You have come today, it's very nice to temple, you know, and having darshan. But when you come on that day, so many devotees have gathered together, they are chanting the holy name. There is a atmosphere of spiritual world created. And then you can automatically then you get attracted to Krishna in such atmosphere. Association is a very important thing. When such atmosphere is created, then automatically your natural inclination to love God comes out. You feel, even so many lakhs of people all over Bombay, ISKCON temples have maximum visitors. Lakhs of people visit ISKCON temple on Janmashtami. Because here such atmosphere is created that people feel attracted. They feel that Krishna is present. They feel that Krishna is present at that time. So, when you come on holy day, Krishna is extra merciful. When it is his birthday, he is extra merciful. And if you pray to him that please be merciful on me, please help me to practice Krishna consciousness, then he makes it easy for you. And then in return we may have to little bit promise him that I will chant your name, holy name. But by that you will bring lot of pleasure to Krishna. And when you please Krishna, then there are lot of, automatically you will get pleased. You will get happy. When Krishna becomes happy, then automatically you will become happy. So, and when Krishna came, he killed many demons. In Gokul he came, killed many demons. When he went to Dwarka, he killed many demons. But in Kali Yuga, holy name of Lord is also an incarnation. Holy name of Lord, every scripture describes that this Hare Krishna mantra or holy name of God is having equal potency as Krishna. So when you chant the holy name, what happens? Is it that if you are demon, you are demoniac, you are envious, you are angry person, so Krishna kills you? No. Doesn't happen like that. Holy name is very merciful. Doesn't kill you. He kills that anartha in you. He kills the demoniac propensity in you. Each one of us is having in different percentage, lust, envy, anger, greed, illusion, ego. Some people is more angry, some person is more lusty, some person is more greedy. But all of us have that anartha in us. So when we chant the holy name, what happens? This holy name, it acts. And it annihilates this demonic mentality, demonic propensities, and our heart becomes purified. And another incarnation of Krishna, which is described in Srimad Bhagavatam, is Lord Chaitanya, who appeared 500 years back. And what did he do? He appeared as a devotee of Krishna. He didn't appear as God. He appeared in form of a devotee. And he showed that how a devotee worships Lord, how a devotee engages himself in devotional service. And he propagated this chanting of holy name everywhere. This Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This was mainly preached by Lord Chaitanya 500 years back in Bengal and then all over India. And that time he predicted that Prithvi ache te nagaradi gram, sarvat prachar hoibe mora naam. He is saying, on this earthly planet, each and every town and village, this name will be chanted. Holy name will be chanted. Sarvat prachar hoibe mora naam. Sarvat sab jagah prachar hoega mera naam ka. So which has become almost a reality. Each every town and village of the world, Hare Krishna mantra has become famous. It is famous. In India, thousands of people are engaged in Krishna consciousness. Even in Western countries, each country you go, somewhere you will find a devotee. Even in Islamic countries, you will find a devotee. There also you will find a devotee. So, Lord Chaitanya came to teach us that please chant this holy name, and then all this demonic mentality, propensities which are there in your heart, it will get killed. And when that propensities gets killed, what will happen? The real true nature of us being servant of God, we will always have that pure desire to serve Lord. And real fulfillment and real satisfaction one can gain when you start worshipping God. So let us accept this advent of God in form of holy name in our lives. This is freely distributed. You don't have to even pay. Not even 1 rupee. Nothing. No entry fees. Nothing you have to pay. It is available free. And anybody can do it. And it is very simple. There are no... Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he came, he said very... He spoke only 6-8 verses, which are famous. And then his second verse is that Nam Nam Akari Bahuda Nija Sarva Shakti. He is saying, you have, my Lord, you have thousands of names. Krishna, Govinda, Ram, Narayan. You are having, and in these names, all your potencies are there. You have invested all your potencies. But I am so unfortunate, I am not having any attraction for it. So, he's saying that Lord Chaitanya said that when we chant this holy name, then real fulfillment in life will come. This when if we want to experience potency of Lord in our lives, then we have to begin it by chanting the holy name. And then he said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, and there are no hard and fast rules for chanting the holy name. Anybody can chant the holy name, anywhere that person can chant the holy name. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, he induced humans, means so many thousands of people, to chant the holy name. He made them chant Hare Krishna mantra. And he made even animals chant Hare Krishna mantra. The story of Jharkhand forest, where tigers and deers, they chanted Hare Krishna mantra. We cannot imagine what they must have chanted, what kind of voice must have come out. But it is described in Chaitanya Charitamrita that even they, Lord Chaitanya induced them to chant the holy name. What does it mean? That means it is very simple. If some animal can do, humans can definitely do it. Humans can definitely do it. There is no problem. Only problem is that we have to accept it. There should be willingness from our side. And if we show that willingness to Krishna by chanting the holy name, then we will experience amazing things in our life. We will experience, nobody has to tell us. When some person is very, very hungry, and then he is given full meal. When you are hungry, you are hypoglycemic, what happens? You start getting giddiness, you become so irritable, so much hunger is there. And when stomach is full, automatically you will experience, now I am satisfied. Does anybody come and tell you, oh, you've eaten now 2 gulab jamus, 2 rasgulla, half kilo of cake, half kilo of ice cream, and now your stomach is full, now you are satisfied. Nobody is to come and tell you. So similarly, when you come and engage yourself in Krishna consciousness, engage yourself in devotional service, then automatically you feel change in yourself. Nobody has to come. You will feel that happiness, inner fulfillment, inner satisfaction. So let us celebrate this wonderful occasion of Janmashtami next week, and we invite all of you again to come with your family members, get friends, and come to this surcharge atmosphere of Krishna consciousness and experience Krishna in your life. So Hare Krishna. Do we have any time for questions and answers? One? Anybody has any question? Then we can answer any query you have. Otherwise we go ahead with our next part of the program, that is Kirtan. Yes. That's what I told you, that we have to go in the scriptures, and there are so many signs and qualities given about Kalki avatar. Does that person fulfill that criteria? So there are things given in scriptures. But then if they are Kalki, then they should be able to do what Kalki is supposed to do. When in scriptures it is described that when Kalki avatar will come, what he will do? So is he having that much power to do it? Then he is Kalki. Otherwise he is not Kalki. Actually, Kalki is supposed to come, number one, when time is described in Bhagavatam. He is supposed to appear at the end of Kali Yuga. And according to Bhagavatam, our Kali Yuga is having how many years? 4,32,000 years. And now it is only 5,000 years have passed. So you can calculate how many years are remaining. That is the first thing. He is supposed to, he is going to appear at the end of Kali Yuga. So this is the first refutation. This topic is very wide topic. we may not be able to discuss it. But this is the first thing. About the time. Does that person fulfill that criteria about time? Number one. It starts with that. So many things are there. So we can go into details and find out, you know. So like that. So now we shall have next session of our program, that is Kirtan, last session. There are some announcements before that.
We would like to thank Mataji for her superb presentation, and there are like a couple of announcements. First of all, we would like to welcome those girls who have come for the very first time to our Chetna program. Kindly stand to your places. Hare Krishna. We would like to welcome them by, in our traditional style, by chanting Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. We pray to Shri Radha Gopinath that let this day mark as the beginning of your Krishna conscious life, and that you may come for every Chetna and keep on inspiring us. Hare Krishna. Kindly be seated. There's a small gift for those who have come for the first time. You can meet Meenal there behind after the program gets over. But before that, you have to give your feedback forms, which you have got it. Fill it up and give it to her, and then you'll receive a small gift from our temple. Okay? There's a wonderful collection of books downstairs in our